What's up, Z-Pack? How are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend. It's your boy, Z-Dog MD. I'm here at Z-Office. I thought I would take a second to do a quick live cast about something that happened this weekend. So it's interesting. So I was moderating the Z-Pack Tribe Talk group that's attached to the Z-Dog MD page. And I stopped moderating the Dark Side for Life group because it was too dark side. And I found a couple of moderators who are doing that great. Wonderful. So I don't have to worry about that anymore. But the Z-Pack group, I still do moderate because I like to keep my finger on what's going on over there. And a lot of comments were going back and forth, and people were accusing each other with very bad language of gaslighting. So stop gaslighting me, you frickin' C-word, blah, 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 total, you know, profane rant, enough that, you know, time to block someone from the group because it's becoming abusive. And so I thought, well, this is interesting because I know the term gaslighting. It comes from a 1944 movie with Ingrid Bergman and a play that even predates that. And the idea is that you mess with someone enough that they start doubting their own reality. And you do this in a way that seeks to undermine their sense of stability and mental sanity. So you basically slowly and insidiously make them think they're crazy. Now, online, I've seen this term used many, many times. So people will accuse, especially anti-vaxxers, will accuse pro-science people of gaslighting them. So making them question their own reality to seem that they're crazy. And so I thought, from my limited understanding of this, it seemed like it was a term that was abused in social media. So I went immediately to Twitter after dealing with this nonsense. I think it was on Saturday. And I tweeted, anyone who accuses you of gaslighting them online has a pretest probability of having actual mental illness of 97%. And it was a joke. It was basically saying that what I've seen online is that people who point the finger of accusation that others are gaslighting them are probably having some serious issues themselves. And usually it's not the case. Now, I tweeted this out within minutes. I got very, very, very pointed and angry counter tweets from people who followed me for a long time, psychiatrists, PhDs, patients, saying, you know what? We usually love you, but you are so off base on this. First of all, you're promoting abuse. You're minimizing this real problem of gaslighting, and you're also stigmatizing mental illness all in one freaking tweet. And normally when this sort of thing happens, I look at myself and go, did I do something wrong? Did I get this wrong? I'm wondering, am I being gaslighted myself? Like, are they making me seem like I'm crazy? And then I said, well, I don't know much about this. So I dug more into it and very quickly realized, oh, crap. I think I might have done a disservice seriously around this issue of gaslighting. I didn't understand how pervasive, how abusive, and how entrenched it is even in the psychiatric literature. So what I promised these guys, I deleted my tweet and I responded to their tweets and said, hey, thanks for the tough love. You guys are right. I didn't understand this. I misunderstood it in the context of social media. I've researched it a little bit and I want to talk about it on a show. And I think all was forgiven. So I want to make good on my promise because I think it's actually a really important thing to talk about. What is gaslighting? So gaslighting is this idea that you manipulate a person or a group of people based on the idea that you sow the seeds of doubt in their own reality and sanity. And you do this slowly and repeatedly. And the idea is they question their own memory, perception, and general sanity. And by doing this, you ultimately control them. They then turn to you for a sense of stability, emotional and mental support, and strength. And the idea is you use persistent denial, lies, misdirection, to try to destabilize them and delegitimize them. So a good example was, I think, in the movie Ingrid Bergman, the male abuser destabilizes her by tweaking her reality. So he'll dim the gas lights in the apartment and then deny that they're getting any dimmer. And she sees it, but then she starts, the way that gaslighters abuse people is they tell lies with an absolutely straight face. And as a result, people start to question their own sanity. They then use other tactics to actually destabilize the person. And so what I want to talk about is, first of all, what it is, how you can recognize it, why it's a sort of abusive thing, and what it has to do with social media. So what it is we've kind of talked about, and it is often used by sociopaths, people with antisocial personality disorder, people involved in domestic abuse, the abuser, usually male, but not always, but traditionally male abusers, dictators and cult leaders. So politicians, cult leaders, etc., use gaslighting to sort of trick their followers into believing their reality and disbelieving what their own senses show them and what their own sort of sanity might dictate is true. And they start disbelieving that. You don't have to be a weak person to be a victim of gaslighting. It can happen to people with a very good sense of self and very mentally balanced and all that. And they can still be victims of it because it's very, very, very effective. So if this is how it works, you know, how might you do this? Well, an abuser might sort of hide things from a victim and say, well, this never happened. I see it's not here. What you're saying happened. I don't see any evidence of it. And it did happen. You as the victim saw it happen, but now the evidence is gone and you start to slowly question your reality. They may lie about something they said or did. You saw them say or do it, but they'll just keep blatantly lying to your face about it. And then you start to question, was this even happening? They might do things like subtly try to get a victim to change. So, man, you know, you really shouldn't chew like that when you eat. You know, it's really disgusting. And people, you know, Bob over there, he's both of our friends, but he told me privately that your chewing really bothers him. And he thinks you're a little crazy for doing it. You know, an example like that, where they actually take other people and use them as levers against you. So these are master manipulators that do this, but a lot of times they don't even know they're doing it. About 1% of people who gaslight others, if that's a verb, actually know that they're doing it. They're actually doing it intentionally, like as a sociopath, to manipulate people. About 20% do it kind of semi-consciously as a defense mechanism. They have their own issues. They're a drug abuser. They're an abuser. And their guilt drives them to project the same accusations onto the victim using gaslighting as the technique. So you can see how insidious it is. And then the rest of people use it only intermittently and unconsciously. The people who do it aren't necessarily evil people, but the technique itself is a very, very evil, for lack of a better word, technique, because it seeks to subjugate, have power over, and control another person, usually at their expense. So that being said, how does it relate to, so first of all, there was a good piece in Psychology Today, actually, that talked about like signs that gaslighting may be occurring. Let's talk about that, because in abusive relationships, and a lot of times this isn't just a domestic thing. It can be a work relationship. So you may have a manager on your nursing floor who is gaslighting you, using others on the team to sow doubt about your abilities, to criticize you, that sort of thing, to make you question your reality. So let's talk about this. Then we'll talk about social media and how it might relate to that. So some of the warning signs, and they give about 11 of them in this article, you know, these people tell, you know, blatant lies. So a gaslighter will just lie to your face, but then deny that it was a lie. And they do it with such a straight face that you start questioning reality. Now, politicians are really good at that, particularly certain politicians, although it spans all of politics. So people have been known to do this throughout history. Like, if you don't think Kim Jong-un, Joseph Stalin, or Hitler used gaslighting, it is a classic propaganda technique to just lie directly and have people question their reality of the situation politically. Another issue is they deny that they ever said anything, even though you have proof. They'll just keep denying it, and you start to question, well, God is here, but he keeps saying, so maybe I'm crazy. They use what's near and dear to you as ammunition. So they may find a weakness of yours and use it against you. Children, your sense of identity, something that you think is important to you. So, you know, if I really like making medical parody videos, a gaslighter might tell me my parodies are crap and that the original artists heard them and think I'm a scam or are going to try to sue me or something like that, right? They wear you down over time. So it's a long-standing, slow war of attrition, gaslighting. And that's what makes it particularly effective and insidious. It happens over time. So their actions don't match their words. So they say one thing, do another. This is very common. They'll occasionally throw in positive reinforcement to confuse you. So they'll say something nice or do something nice, and then they'll follow it up with something just, you know, completely horrible. And you're always off balance, and you're seeking that little intermittent reward of the positive connection. And this is a classic sort of control technique. They know that confusion weakens people, so they'll use that to their advantage to try to weaken you. and they project. So if they're a drug abuser or someone who's violent or a criminal, they'll project those attributes on you through accusation and gaslighting. They'll try to align people against you. This is a common thing we talked about. They'll tell you or others that you are crazy. Now, this is where it gets tricky on social media, because a lot of times we'll tell anti-vaxxers that they're really off their rocker, or conspiracy theory people are crazy, and they'll accuse us, the pro-science people, of gaslighting them. Well, the truth is, they are really off the bounds of logic. It doesn't mean they have mental illness, but it means they have a fixed delusional belief. And you can define mental illness as you like. But the idea then that they can accuse you of gaslighting, and in fact, what you're doing is pointing out that the world is in fact not flat. The world is in fact round. Some people accuse actual mental health professionals of gaslighting them. So if they have a fixed delusion or a sort of hallucinatory belief, the therapist will try to convince them that their thinking is distorted, that this is not true, that the world is actually different than they see it, and the accusation of gaslighting. So you have to be careful, because it can get subtle. And that's where I think social media becomes a problem, because the other thing that gaslighters do is they tell you everyone else is a liar. So let's take these ideas and let's apply them quickly to social media. And this is why I made the tweet I made, because I see this idea of gaslighting sort of abused on social media. Everybody accuses everybody of gaslighting if they disagree. Or if they say, you know what, your belief is kind of crazy. They'll say, well, why are you trying to gaslight me? Well, because your belief is kind of crazy. In other words, the world is not flat. Vaccines do not cause autism. Smearing essential oils on various private parts will not give you superpowers or have you live forever. They may smell good, they may help certain things, but they're not going to do that. So the idea then that gaslighting in social media is such a new thing, is interesting, because you know for a fact that it actually can occur. So imagine there's somebody bullying somebody else on a Facebook group. It's real easy for that person to say something nasty to the other person, to the victim, and then delete their comment and deny they ever said it. And even though screenshots and other stuff appear of the original comment, the guy or the woman just keeps denying it. That's a kind of gaslighting. They're trying to get the victim to question their very sanity. So it can happen. Now look here, Deborah Van Nesty. Our anti-cult organization deals with red flags and triggers. Cults.com. Exactly. So cult leaders are classic gaslighters. They manipulate people through this. Christy Columbus says pathologizing versus gaslighting. That's an interesting idea. I think gaslighting, let's see, is a big cause of delayed diagnosis, Pamela Lenzen. So these are great comments. It's really hard when real mental illness is involved, Rochelle Connerly. Exactly. So when I made my tweet on Saturday that said, if someone accuses you of gaslighting online, the pretest probability of them having actual mental illness is 97%. It was a joke, but it came from an impression that I get that term used online is often associated with people who are acting out of a projected defense. And one of the people who was using it the other day was just this obscenity-laced rant attacking another person and accusing them of gaslighting. So that's where my tweet came from. And I deleted it and responded by learning more about gaslighting and doing this show. So hopefully this is a start. The good news is it shows that social media can trigger us to learn. It shows that certainly I don't know everything and am barely scratching the surface of understanding the world around me. And when I get a chance to learn something, I'm going to jump at it and try to share it with you. If you think I'm wrong about anything I've said, leave it in the comments. If you know more or have other resources, leave it in the comments. If you don't mind hitting like, hitting share, leaving a little love or hate or anger emoji so that Facebook knows that you're engaging with this live content. Facebook tends to promote the live content that they know you're engaging with. If you think this is useful information for others to have, if you know someone who's the victim of gaslighting or someone who gaslights. Now, the thing is, if you send this to someone who is a gaslighter, it is going to be unlikely that they recognize the behavior in themselves, because a lot of times it's unconscious and it's a projection and it's a defense mechanism. Only 1% of people do it consciously and will recognize it. And they are the type that are not going to care, because they're likely to be sociopaths, narcissists, cult leaders, or generalized abusers in general. Not always. That being said, guys, thank you for spending a little bit of your Memorial Day weekend with me. everything, by the way, support our videos. If you buy merchandise, funny merchandise and shirts and things from our cups and mugs and things from our store, if you use the code Memorial Day, all lowercase, all one word at checkout at shop.zdogmd.com, everything is 25% off through tomorrow. So definitely, if you have gifts you want to buy people, especially for Father's Day, it may be time to hop on that. Anyways, guys, thanks for spending time with me. I hope I didn't gaslight everyone too much. And by the way, gaslighting is not lighting your farts. That's what I thought it was. No kidding. And I was disabused of that notion very rapidly, although I still think that may be a thing. Anyways, ZDogMD out. Peace.